If you have the goal to make six figures as a coach, you got to be able to start with 2 hours. You need to treat your business like an actual business. Very confusing to me when people are mad that they didn't make $10,000 their first month, but they didn't even put in $10,000 worth of work. Have you done something this month that would have warranted a $10,000 paycheck? What are you doing each day? This is a simple plan. Give it a go for 90 days. And remember, the goal of all of this work is to be getting clients. Hello, future coaches. Liv here, your favorite mentor for all things coaching and entrepreneurship. If you've been holding back on starting your coaching business because you think you don't have enough time, think again. In this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to launch your coaching business in just 10 hours a week. That's 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, or whatever days you want. Does that sound doable? Great, let's go. And for the record, this is exactly how I started my coaching business while working full-time as a public school teacher, which if you've never been in public education, you might think, oh, it's only like 8 to 3:30. It's not. It's very, very demanding job that requires a lot of after-school work. And eventually I was able to trade that in for work that I truly love, which is running a coaching business and running IGC coaching school. But before that, I was working before school for 2 hours every morning just to get my coaching business up and running so that I was able to leave that job and go full time as an entrepreneur and as a coach. If we haven't met yet, I am Liv Chapman. I'm the founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School. We have been training and certifying coaches now for 10 years. And we know a thing or two about what it takes to be a really excellent coach and grow a very sustainable six-figure coaching business. So let's dive right in. The very, very first thing that you're going to need to do to be able to start your coaching business is set an hour aside to define your niche. You're going to get clear on who you want to help, the exact specific problem that you solve for them. Remember, niche is a problem that people will pay to have solved mixed with your professional experience, your expertise, your area of interest. And like, that's what your niche is. Okay. So you want to have a really strong focused niche, something that's super easy to explain to someone who's like, I don't even know what a coach is. And you can say something like, well, have you ever hated your job? That's exactly where I come in. I work specifically with people who are in jobs that they hate. They have way too many skills and way too much potential to be there. They come to me to figure out a new job and to figure out what's next. And within 90 days, they typically have all my clients in a new career or in a new position that is way more aligned. I just did that off the cusp. Impressive or no? But you need to be able to super clearly say the exact problem that you solve as a coach based on your niche. So it's not just saying my niche is life coaching, my niche is career coaching, my niche is business coaching. It's maybe saying I'm a business coach and here's exactly the problem that I solve. Okay. So you're going to want to spend a good hour truly defining your niche. And please give your niche more than 3 posts on social media before you give up and try to switch niches. Niche hopping, not recommended. Okay. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to go put another hour in your calendar and you're going to make sure that you're super clear on your coaching offer. You don't need a ton of them. If you're scrolling the worlds of the coaching industry on any type of social media, you're going to see launch a group program, launch a digital course, design your own journal, launch this info product, do a webinar, my head's spinning just trying to remember all the things that they told me to do. The real thing that you need is just one package. One package that maybe has 2 different payment plans. I love a good payment plan. We are advocates and proud offerers of payment plans at IGC. But you need one offer. One offer to start. Until you get good at selling that one offer, why would you scale? Are you going to scale something that's not working? No. You're going to put an hour aside. And remember, you could spend hours upon hours. You might be thinking, 1 hour, how? You're going to be a CEO and you're going to make decisions. And you're going to figure it out in 1 hour, okay? And then I want you to commit to selling that package and only that package for the next 60 to 90 days. We don't quit on anything in IGC until we haven't seen results in more than 90 days. Then we're like, okay, this is wasting our time, right? But do not quit after a couple posts. It takes a lot, especially in a competitive landscape, especially on social media these days, especially because I think we're all somehow managed to have self-diagnosed with different neuro spicy or neurodiverse things. And, you know, people just have shorter attention spans at the end of the day. Okay. We're inundated with stuff. So you need to create a niche that stands out, that's super easy to digest and understandable. That's that first hour. And in the second one, you're going to get clear on your offer. If you don't know what that means, I'm going to give you an offer right now. Okay. Coaching research shows that it takes at least 90 days to see effects of great coaching. Doesn't mean your client's not going to have breakthrough on session one, but to see long-lasting effects of the coaching, you want to have a 90-day package. So a three-month package where you meet with your client every single week at the same time for either 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or 60 minutes. If you're newer as a coach, you may need the full 60-minute session to get it all in. That's okay. And the package has a price. If you are uncertified or uncredentialed, you should probably start around the $100 to $150 an hour per session mark. And then there you have it. That's your package. You have your clients pay you monthly. So if you're going to start super conservatively at $100 per session, your coaching package charge would be $400 per month or $1,200 for the 90-day package. Maybe you want people to pay you in full. So it's $1,100 or $1,000. They get a little discount if they pay in full. That's up to you. Don't overthink it. But make sure that you could walk up to anybody anywhere and say your prices confidently or change them. That's what you're going to do to create your offer. Start with a simple 90-day package. It's easy to digest. And even people who aren't super familiar with coaching will think, oh, a lot of people have heard it takes 90 days to change a habit. Any of that is going to help you explain the effects or explain the results or explain the outcomes or explain why you're worth, not you, but your service is worth the investment. Now, get out your notebooks because we are going to break down how you can run your whole business is about 10 hours a week. Okay. That's your little intro prep work. You're not going to be able to do the 10 hour a week power business planning glow up unless you do those first 2 hours. Okay. You could do those this week. Whatever day of the week you're watching this, add it to the rest of the week. Okay. If you have the vision, the goal to make six figures as a coach, you got to be able to start with 2 hours. The first thing is you need to have a set plan. You need to treat your business like an actual business. It's very confusing to me when people are mad that they didn't make $10,000 their first month, but they didn't even put in $10,000 worth of work. I'm not saying invest $10,000. I'm literally saying, have you done something this month that would have warranted a $10,000 paycheck? And if you don't know what those things to do are, I present you this YouTube video that you're currently watching. Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty. What are you doing each day? This is a simple plan. You can switch it up as much as you want to, but you need to solidly commit to this. My recommendation, just like with clients, is at least 90 days. Give it a go for 90 days. And if you have a little bit more than 10 hours a week, adjust accordingly. And remember, the goal of all of this work is to be getting clients. So if you actually have 15 hours a week to work on your business, I'm going to give you the 10 hours of things to be doing. And those other 5 hours, I want you to go block off on your calendar now and put client one, client two, client three, client four, and client five. And when you get to those hours on your calendar, maybe it's, you know, Tuesdays at four, Saturdays from 9 to 12, whatever it is. If you don't have clients in those spaces, you're going to go back to the original 10-hour structure that I'm going to give you in a moment. And you're going to do more of those activities that generate clients. Okay. So this was the trick that I used when I first started. I knew I wanted to have six clients. I think it was six. God, it was over 10 years ago now, but something like that. So I blocked off those where I would take those clients on my calendar based on the fact that I already had a full-time job and I was doing this on the side. And during those time blocks, I would not mope or say, oh, I don't have any clients, so I guess I'm not working. I would do anything and everything to get clients. So I would attend a networking event. I would bring my flyers around to different yoga studios. I would do, you know, a ton of email follow-ups. This was a little bit before social media, but now that you have that, it's like chef's kiss, so much easier. But I would fill those times with client generating activities. Okay. So keep that in mind as we go. Monday, 2 hours. You've got 2 hours either before work, after the kids go to bed. You're going to use that block to create content. You're going to start the week by creating 2, 3, 5 pieces of content for social media, your blog, emails, any type of content that is going to generate interest and clients. It can be tips, advice, client stories or testimonials if you have some, quick videos. Every, you know, social media platform has a different thing that you can create. You can create a YouTube video, whatever it is. You want to create content for that week to share either on social media or, of course, in real life. I would use this batching strategy where you literally are making as much content as possible in that 2 hours, and then you're dispersing it the rest of the week. That's Monday. That's 2 hours content creation.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
On Tuesdays, you're doing outreach and engagement. So you're going to spend time connecting with your audience. If it's on different social media platforms or in groups or on LinkedIn, wherever it is, you are going to go and actually engage with people. If you build it, they will come is a theory that does not work when it comes to your coaching business. Just because you put coach in your bio or you made a coaching website does not automatically mean that you're going to just be getting dozens of leads every day. Okay. You have to engage and build relationships, especially if you're selling one-on-one coaching. It truly is quality over quantity. You don't need 10,000 followers or likes or views. You need a few really genuine, authentic, and well-connected conversations. Okay. So you're going to be responding to DMs, engaging with other people's posts, maybe following people that are your ideal client, getting involved in groups that your ideal client is hanging out with, and showing up as the expert in those spaces. So Tuesday, you're going to dedicate 2 full hours to outreach and engagement. The goal of that outreach and engagement is not to get views or to get followers. It's to book discovery calls. It's to set up conversations about coaching. Okay. On Wednesday, we're going to get a little bit deeper. Wednesday is all going to be about lead follow-up. So you are going to be following up with anyone who has shown interest in your coaching. So if you were emailing people, if new people are liking your posts or DMing you or visiting your website or filling out a form, or maybe you have emailed all of your friends and family and told them, hey, I launched this business. If you know anyone who's interested, and they're like, oh yeah, here's 3 people who would definitely be interested. And you email them and then they don't respond. So you're like, man, no one likes me. No, you're going to go follow up. Okay. So you're going to spend 2 hours on Wednesday following up with leads. Email them, text them, call them. I know some people hate the phone, but you got to fall in love with the phone. Reach out to old contacts, whatever you need to do. You're going to really be inviting and warming up leads on Wednesday. And if you don't have any warm leads yet, because maybe you found this video and you just launched your business yesterday, go back to Tuesday and start creating more relationships, start engaging more and really building that sense of community. You can also make your own group or make your own, you know, little pod on, you know, various social medias have different ways to do this. But essentially, if you don't have enough warm leads to follow up with and to get calls booked with, go back to Tuesday and repeat it until you do. Let's keep moving. Thursday. Thursday's the day. This is the time that you are blocking out for hosting those discovery calls. You want to aim for 2 to 4 calls every single week, 2 to 4 discovery calls. Even if you only have a 25% conversion rate, which is pretty standard, that would mean you're onboarding 1 new coaching client every single week if you get those 4 calls booked. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, how do I know that someone's only going to be available on Thursday? Listen, maybe they're not. But it's also about the intentionality here. Do you have 2 hours in your calendar any given week to be talking to people, to be having these live over Zoom or over the phone conversations about coaching? And if you don't have a script for these discovery calls, be sure to check the comments. because we have an amazing script at innerglowcircle.com/script that is going to change your life when it comes to actually hosting these discovery calls. Okay. So Thursday, 2 hours of discovery calls. You are in sales mode. So if you're already thinking by Thursday, you're like brain dead from your job, maybe you change that to Monday. I mean, I always did discovery calls on Mondays and Tuesdays personally, but that's because I got more worn out by the end of the week. But it's up to you. If you're feeling the vibes on Friday, do them. Whatever it is, I want you to see that there's these 2 hour blocks that are essential to growing your coaching business. And also there's so much you can get done and so much progress you can make inside of these blocks that you really can get started earning money at 10 hours a week. Trust me, I did. Friday, you're going to wrap up the week by working on some admin stuff and strategy. So review your progress for the week. What goals did you hit? What did you not? Like if you didn't get all your discovery calls booked, what might you need to do next week that changes it? So this includes any type of organizing that you need to do, reviewing your calendar, making sure that you have some type of, you know, booking link that's showing availability for next week. Maybe you are working on different projects such as an opt-in or your website. That's where you can do all of this stuff. I do like doing this on a Friday because it's less about talking to people and it's more about, you know, getting yourself organized and also looking at those KPIs or key performance indicators, meaning like, if your goal was to book 4 discovery calls that week or post 5 pieces of content, did you hit those markers? And if yes, what were the results? If no, what do we need to shift next week? The thing is, this is not where you quit. This is not where you say, oh, I didn't, you know, hit all my goals this week. I guess this isn't for me. If everyone hit all of their goals in business in the first week or the first 3 months, every single person would have a business because there's no income ceiling. You're on your own terms and it's just like way better than being employed. But of course, everyone doesn't do that because people are too easy to give up. And the only way to fail is to quit. But if you implement this strategy and you truly commit to it, and I can't come home with you, I'm not spying on you. So I don't know if you're really doing it or not. Only you do. But we have seen great success, myself included, of just looking at the calendar and doing it. Even on the days when you don't want to, what determines success is not your mood. If we based our entire mood or we based our entire business on our mood, none of us would be successful. Okay, ladies, hear me out. Men, I'm not speaking for you. Okay, so just a few little tips for implementing this and making yourself successful in this practice. Obviously, stay consistent. Like I said, even if it's just 2 hours a day, you still can grow your business. Once you get to the point of, you know, 4, 5, 6 clients, that's when I want you to go, this is another video, but reevaluate how much longer you need to keep that job because there is a breaking point where your business is going to start growing rapidly and you may not have time for both. But can you get to half of your current income or get that level of supplemental income you want in 2 hours a day or 10 hours a week? 100%. People do it all the time. You have to be consistent though. Don't be one of those people who's like, I haven't been on here in a while. No, it's just part of the daily plan. It's just part of what you do each day. You have to make this your lifestyle to see the results. Number 2, quick piece of advice, really leverage the free tools. There's so many amazing free tools to help you build your coaching business. Obviously, social media is free. Like literally social media is free. You have like billions of people that could potentially hire you out in the world. You just have to use it, right? Canva is great. There's a bunch of different templates. Freecoachingtools.com is another great one that I love. Also, there's tons of free scheduling apps. Just Google free scheduling apps. I personally would use something like Paperbell, which you only have to pay for once you start getting hired. So that's nice. We also have used Acuity, Calendly. Look these up. They're going to give you that little extra expert status, and like having a professional booking software is going to legitimize your business a bit. So look into stuff like that. If you need help finding free tools, be sure to comment below. I am happy to point you in the right direction. And the last tip in order to be able to grow your coaching business in just 10 hours a week is really track your results. So I had mentioned KPIs briefly before. If you come from a corporate background or any type of job role where you really are tasked with tracking results, you already know this, but truly a simple spreadsheet can help you here. Like if your goal is to engage with 20 new Facebook accounts, for example, every single month, or I'm sorry, every single week. How many did you actually do, right? And then you're going to be tracking, like, this was the goal. This was what I did. This was the outcome. It could be a very simple tracking sheet. So it can be new followers, new conversations, DMs. If you do have an opt-in, it can be, you know, new opt-ins. It can be discovery calls booked. We're really playing for discovery calls. So definitely track that. How many times you posted, how many times you went live, how many networking events you went to, how many emails you sent, any of that stuff. Track it, because once you know what works, it's going to save you so much time. And then you can create that machine where it's like, I actually know what I have to do each week to get the results that I want. How freeing is that? That's when you have the confidence to be like, bye, 2 weeks notice. Okay. So 10 hours a week plus that 2 hour chunk to get started, and you should be good to go. If you have any questions about how to do this, or any questions at all about any of the resources I mentioned, be sure to leave them in the comments below. If you found this video helpful, please like it and share it with another biz bestie or someone diving into the coaching business. And I wish you all the luck, and we'll see you next time.